You're not funding Congress again. No, I'm not. We provided Congress with $30 million to support Aboriginal people on the basis that that becomes sustainable funding. Well, the money ran out, and I can't find someone, apart from those people who head Congress, that say that money's well spent. I talk to Aboriginal people right across this country, and all the time I spend my life with Aboriginal people, the vast majority of them say, we just don't even hear from them. We don't know who Congress is. And I think the last election that they published the results, there was 800 people voted. 800 people vote. 20,000 people vote in New South Wales for the Land Council. There's thousands and thousands of people vote in the Northern Territory for the Central Land Council, on the Northern Land Council, in a democratic election. We could only get 800 people actually turn up and vote Congress. They're not a representative body, and I've said that. The deal was $30 million, and they would be self-funded after that because they would be independent of government. There's no point coming back after, frankly, years of inactivity, saying, well, we spent the $30 million. Oh, that was all a bit of a misunderstanding. Can we have some more? We're not even sure what you're going to do. And Aboriginal people across the Commonwealth have said, look, I don't think we're really interested in Congress. We're interested in our local organisations like our land councils and those sort of representative bodies that can give them the say that they want.